With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Last winter's oil pipeline spill into the Yellowstone River near Glendive prompted Montana Senator Steve Daines to call a field hearing on pipeline safety in Billings, which happened today. The Senate is working on a bill reauthorizing the federal agency that oversees pipelines and hazardous materials. Senator John Tester also participated in the hearing. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
This U.S. Senate field hearing comes just months after a pipeline spilled crude in the Yellowstone River near Glendive. Then back in 2011, there was another major pipeline break in the Yellowstone near Laurel. It was the backdrop against which Marie Therese Dominguez testified. She took over the helm of the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, or PHMSA, about a month and a half ago.
The recent spills in Montana are unacceptable, and they underscore the importance of PHMSA's safety mission.
She says PHMSA will work with its partners in state and local government, as well as industry, to prevent future incidents. This includes using horizontal drilling at river crossings to widen the margin between the riverbed and the pipeline. And when asked by the committee's chair, Senator Deb Fisher, about the issue of safety, Dominguez says this effort is more than just pipelines.
Our responsibility at PHMSA is to make sure, our mission literally is to make sure that there's a safe transportation of all hazardous materials regardless of mode. So as you know, we work both with rail, freight, highway, and pipeline to make sure that every mode that we're working with is as safe as possible.
And how do pipelines compare?
Pipelines are very safe. We're doing everything that we can for every mode of transportation to make sure that they're as safe as possible, regardless of the mode.
Dominguez thanks Congress for the funding to add more than 100 new positions for inspections and enforcement. She planned to discuss the addition of another inspector from Montana during her visit to the state. Todd Denton is the president of Phillips 66 Pipeline. He praises the quality of PHMSA's inspectors, but he says there's still room for improvement.
Getting inspection results out sooner. Potentially, it takes months sometimes before we see those. And in the meantime, we may be having another inspection where if we had those results, we could be implementing those improvements.
The length of time between inspections has been mentioned after a series of pipeline accidents. Senator Steve Daines says those incidents add a sense of urgency to this field hearing.
In fact, you heard one of the responses I asked, how long does it take for an inspection report to get back to the operator? And the answer was a year. That is unacceptable. Boy, if we find deficiencies, we want to make sure that those inspection reports are given back to the operators as quickly as possible. A year is unacceptable. And I asked the administrator, I want you to develop clear metrics and hold your agency accountable.
The Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation will continue to accept public comments on pipeline safety for the next 2 weeks. The committee chairwoman says she expects reauthorization of PHMSA will take place within the next several months. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.